I would like to call to order the Board of Supervisors public hearing on the conditional use application number 2019-08 filed by Cacao Way LLC regarding property at 50 Northeast Drive for the development of a 75-unit apartment building. This hearing is being held to provide a forum for the Board of Supervisors to receive testimony and public comment relevant to this request. All sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. Mr. Crispin, can I please have the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Court?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
For President, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We'll now move on to new business. The public hearing regarding conditional use application number 2019-08 regarding a master plan for 50 Northeast Drive as filed by Cacao Way LLC. I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Emmerich to proceed with the information and background on the application.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This plan proposes to raise the existing former Milton Hershey School student home located at 50 Northeast Drive and construct a four-story, 75-unit market-rate apartment building. Which is proposed to look similar to what's on the screen now. The units are proposed to be comprised of 39 one-bedroom units and 36 two-bedroom units. The project will be served by public water and sewer as required by the ordinance. The property is within the Hershey Mixed-Use Zoning District and also in the Compact Development Overlay in the North Master Plan Approval Area. Tonight's hearing is for a master plan conditional use. The subject lot was created in 1982 as lot number 12 of the Northeast Industrial Park. It contains 3.178 acres of land and is encumbered by many utility and drainage easements. The applicant's proposing the relocation of the existing driveway that serves the Pinehurst building, which is what it was known as a student home and as a bed and breakfast in the past, on Northeast Drive and construct a new, better aligned driveway. The plan proposes 126 parking spaces to serve the use. Their traffic report shows that this project will produce 26 a.m. peak hour trips and 34 p.m. peak hour trips. There's certainly known traffic issues within the area. However, the development of itself doesn't meet the 100 peak hour threshold for a required traffic study. So it becomes a discretionary of the Board of Supervisors. The applicant has, however, offered a fee in lieu of a traffic study, which would generally generate money that could be used for future improvements. In this case, although I get into more depth in the staff comments, we'd be looking at an $85.95 per trip fee, which would generate $35,066.82. By email dated November 1st, 2019, Eric Stump, the traffic engineer from HRG that serves the township, had recommended to collect the fee in lieu of the traffic study, as HRG had recently studied the intersection of East Derry Road and Park Avenue, and also had some considerations at Northeast Drive and Park Avenue. The stormwater is proposed to be addressed by conveyance pipes and connections to two new stormwater basins. The applicant has acknowledged that they will be paying a fee in lieu of park and rec open space. That fee will be somewhere in the area of $105,600. The applicant has requested three waivers of the subdivision and land development ordinance. They've requested street right-of-way and cartway width widening for Northeast Drive and for East Derry Road. They are proposing additional right-of-way for P Street, which is an alley that serves the southern part of the property. They're requesting a waiver for curbs along all adjacent streets, and they're requesting a waiver of sidewalk construction, at least for just a piece of Northeast Drive and a portion of East Derry Road. They will be providing some sidewalk to connect to the from their development to the crosswalk that was put in as part of the Starbucks development over at the outlets. Township and staff Township staff and planning commission recommend approval of the waivers with stipulation that the applicant pay the standard fee in lieu of sidewalk installation. As part of a master plan, the applicant is required to do a budget impact analysis or an estimate of taxes and cost benefit analysis for the township, and that report shows a positive outcome for the township. The Board of Supervisors is required to render a written decision within 45 days of the last hearing before the board is unless an extension of time is granted by the applicant. If the hearing is closed tonight, a decision will need to be rendered no later than March 13th, 2020, keeping in mind that your next nearest regular meeting is March 10th. If the board does choose to conditionally approve the plan, then corrections and modifications noted in the review by the Planning Commission, HRG, and so on should be part of that condition. I've also drafted for your consideration other conditions of approval just for an early review if the board pleases. With that, since this is a public hearing for a conditional use, I would suggest turning the floor over to the applicant for another small presentation.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Jeff Clark. I am the attorney for Cacao Way, which, as described by Mr. Emmerich, is a multifamily apartment building that's going to be located, or proposed to be located, southeast of the Tanger Outlets. We followed the master plan application process as outlined by the ordinance, and so submitted a number of sketch plans and a master plan application. I think that is, I thought that looked a little bit clearer as to what we're proposing. So we did also, after a recommendation for approval by the Planning Commission, we submitted a response letter dated January 17th, 2020. And just for the matter of the record, I would ask that all of our application submittals and plans be accepted into the record tonight. We are proceeding under the conditional use standard that's outlined in the ordinance. And I just briefly, before I turn it over to Jake Krieger at RGS, who is our landscape architect, just wanted to touch on the legal issues at play tonight. The first standard is whether our proposal would adversely affect the health or safety of the residents. And we summarize this in our application submittals, but I would propose, and I think we'll show, that we use sound planning principles in our project. We are going to be making vehicular and pedestrian improvements. We have public sewer and water. We have addressed stormwater management. And we'll be having private parking and creating some open space. The second element is that we will not be overburdening the public services. We have capacity commitments lined up for the sewer and water providers. We will be adding, based on the use of the township formula, projecting 9 additional students, but based on the budgeting, there will still be the positive net outcome for the township. We will not be creating any new public streets or township or open space that the township would need to take dedication of. As to the traffic, as Mr. Emmerich outlined, we are in agreement with the recommendation of the traffic engineer that a fee in lieu would be a good outcome for the township. Based also the fact that there has been recent traffic studies conducted. The third element is that the proposal would not be a detriment to the character of the neighborhood. Our proposal would add quality residential housing to the township. It will be market rate housing. The placement will be between some residential and commercial areas. As you know, we will be right across the street from the Tanger Outlets and right near the some of those the commercial areas of the township. It also allow people that instead of traveling from outside the area to work in the township, it will allow people that are working in the township to travel a shorter distance. As to the fourth element is that we meet all the other requirements of the chapter. At this point, I think I'll introduce Jim Krieger, who is the landscape architect. And he'll go into more details and we'll be able to answer any questions that you have.
Good evening, Jay Krieger, registered landscape architect for RGS. Following up on Jeff's overview, just going to touch briefly on a couple of items, deviations from the master plan, previous variances, and then a quick summary of the cost-benefit analysis. The master plan allows some flexibility from certain requirements in the underlying district. One, we are requesting two deviations, one being for required buffers along the east. This would be planned top and bottom, shown on the screen here. We require 4 shade trees and 15 shrubs per 100 feet on both sides. The request would be to distribute these more effectively throughout the site along parking edges and streets. The property to the east, which is on the top of the plan, is a wooded, mature wooded stormwater basin facility for Tanger Outlets, and the lower western boundary faces the historic society with mature trees and some newly planted existing trees. So we would supplement this planting along the buffer as well as along Northeast Drive and the alley and East Dairy Road. We would still meet the required quantity. It would just be using them more effectively throughout the site. The second deviation would be the plans require 4 designated loading spaces. We're proposing 4 temporary loading spaces that are close to the building entrances. Loading for this use would be temporary in nature for mail, packages, service vehicles, and move in and move out days. The project received was granted a variance in June 2019 for an altered dimension for fire access. The requirement was minimum 15 feet and the maximum dimension of 40 feet to the building. The proposal is 28 minimum and 48 maximum to accommodate parking between the drive lane and the building. 2 additional variances were requested at this time, one for building height, which was denied, and one for parking green space, which was granted, but however, we now meet the requirement and is no longer being utilized. For P Street right-of-way, there was a question that was raised about why we were dedicating a little additional right-of-way. You see in this graphic here, we're proposing a 32-foot right-of-way. 26 is required. We're proposing 32 so that it you can see in the yellow there will be residual land left over if we only dedicated the 26 foot required right-of-way. So to avoid having a sliver of land being separated from the apparent track, we're proposing a 32 foot offset from the property line. For a brief, I'd like to highlight a couple of items from our cost-benefit analysis and estimate of taxes. There's an annual municipal revenue of approximately $170,000, approximately $77,000 in expenditures, and be a net annual benefit of approximately $93,000. As Chuck stated, there is a recreation fee application of approximately $105,000, and then we're meeting through discussions with staff for a traffic fee in lieu of a little over $35,000. Thousand, which would be what was recommended by staff for the fee. For the school district revenue, there's approximately $222,000 annual net revenue with approximately $178,000 in expenditures and a little over $44,000 for net benefit for the school district. So I'll be happy to answer any questions at this point, and if you have any questions, then
last name of presentation?
Yeah, I think we're happy to answer any questions that the supervisors have about the project.
Did you have any questions, Mr.?
I did neglect to mention one other thing. The applicant is working with the township on trying to get a north-south trail connection for our bike ped network. So what I've shown here in the plan is, originally we were trying to route a trail through their proposed property. Because of the steepness of the grade through between them and the Historical Society, it makes more sense to maybe loop this trail through the Historical Society. We have had some staff meetings with the applicant, the Historical Society. This project is moving forward in coordination with what they're doing, but separate from what they're doing. One of the proposed conditions in any approval that would be granted for this would be that they would continue to work with us in obtaining this trail. As I mentioned before, we're looking at a fairly substantial park and rec fee as part of this project that I think would be appropriate to use as part of this connection as well. So with that, I think that's all I need this time.
And Chuck, I have a question about that, if I may. Is that the best way then for the folks that are living in that apartment complex to kind of get around? What are the other pedestrian options?
Sure, if they're gonna travel by bicycle, this connection is part of a integrated trail expansion that we're working on comprehensively through the township that actually, if you will, starts over at Spring Creek Church where the existing Jonathan Eschenauer Trail crosses Para. It would come down, utilize the pedestrian refuge island in Chocolate Avenue, come up through Mansion Road West, connect to the outlets, to Blue Green, to Trobes. There's some other elements associated with that. So this would serve both the community at large and possibly the residents of the center. We do require in our zoning ordinance that there is bicycle parking added anytime that a regular parking lot is altered or constructed. So one thing that both of us neglected to mention was that there will be some bicycle parking spaces included with the development.
At this point, I'd like to ask the board if they have questions. Mr. Smith?
I actually have a couple of questions. Chuck, you received a letter today from concerned citizens, and you made some comments.
Mm-hmm.
Care to discuss that in front of the group? Maybe we can answer some questions.
I can. It may be more appropriate for the concerned citizens to speak their piece, but I'm happy to. Thank you for sharing that letter.
Then I have a couple questions after.
Within that letter, certainly not to steal anybody's thunder, this does feel just a little awkward, like I'm offering their testimony, Rick. Maybe we want to wait and see what they put on the record and
okay, you'll be able to address them.
I'd be happy to.
Okay, that works for me too.
As I was proceeding, it just didn't feel quite right.
All right, I got a couple of questions real quick. Could you guys speak to the egress and regress from the building, the ins and outs, and how that's going to affect traffic and just generally getting it out of there? Because it's kind of a confined space. Because I recall the last meeting we had, it's almost a closed-in area. There's very little to go in and out of. And how are you going to stop people from trying to drive through? Get out onto, I guess it's East Dairy.
So for the access off of Northeast Drive, that was realigned to with the entrance into Tanger. These will be people living here, and once they, you know, kind of get to know the area, we imagine that they would kind of get to know the traffic patterns. And to go out of town or to go to Hershey, we imagine they'll turn right and go up Northeast Drive towards Hershey Park Drive. They also have the option of going out the lower entrance onto the P Street and then onto East Dairy Road.
So you do have a pointer up there, which I've, you know, given a broader map.
So here's the site that to get to Hershey Park Drive. They would turn right out of the site and go up Northeast Drive. And then to go into Hershey, they could exit onto P Street, the lower exit access, and go into town either East Dairy. They could also use, I'm not sure which portion, but Mansion Road as well. As far as discouraging people from using it for through traffic, there's a 29 feet of grade difference. You can't see the lower alley from the road along Northeast Drive. So people that are visiting, we would imagine they won't be able to see it, and that connection won't be known to them.
I don't know that I'm worried about visitors. I think I'm more worried about the locals.
Sure.
The people who live in the area, they can say, hey, look, we got a shortcut.
Yes.
What about that?
Sure.
Are there some kind of traffic barriers or humps or speed bumps or something like
those
that?
No speed bumps are proposed at this time. It does have a sharp right and left turn to get down to East Dairy Road,
sure.
As well as steep grades. There are portions of the drive that are 5 to 8%. That would also discourage that as well. And you know, if upon evaluation of the site, and if they see a large amount of through traffic going through that site, considerations could be taken into account as far as some additional signage or to discourage that.
Chuck, is there something we can? I don't wanna feel like this is a place for a conditional.
So there's two funny things about this connection between Northeast and East Dairy Road.
Right.
One is, this is a private access, so it's within their rights to post it as a private driveway and enforce that, if indeed they find a lot of cut through. I've made mention to an email from Eric Stump that supports the fee in lieu of a traffic study. The full text of that email goes on to say that that they consider, let me just read it verbatim here. For Park Northeast, previous studies have found that this intersection operates at failing level of service along Northeast. However, due to proximity to Hershey Park Drive, signalization is not recommended. To facilitate left turns from Northeast Drive, we recommend a new public road connecting between Northeast Drive and East Dairy Road. So our traffic engineer recommends actually a full road, a public road connection between the two to help alleviate some of the other intersections.
I think we talked about that at one time. We were sitting down with a map, and we were trying to draw lines to try to make it through. I think one went around the Historic Society and another went through a little neighborhood or something.
So the concern for cut-through traffic is it's as likely to help failing intersections as to harm them. So, but again, it's a private road. It can be managed by, exactly.
So it's a Solomon's choice. What do you do?
It's a private road. It can be managed by the applicant if they feel that, of course, it'll be maintained by them as well. And if they feel that there's too much traffic through there, it's within their right to.
Well, I think what I was getting at was left the subject with some kind of traffic calming device, and I don't think this is a place for a conditional approval. Is there something we can ask them to do, say a year or two down the road, that they've looked at this somehow, maybe get back to us, and maybe we can reconsider that?
I guess if I could say, the thought occurred to me that these are going to be for apartments and for leasing, and I think it's just as likely that the tenants of the apartment building would put as much pressure as upon the client in order to solve it if it actually is a problem. So I think, there's going to be a joint community effort because these people are going to be part of the community. They're going to be part of the township. They're going to be residents. So I think there's just as much of an incentive, a market incentive, if you will, to solve the problem if there is in fact going to be one. And we're hopeful that and we anticipate that based on the fact that it's not, obviously locals learn the way to get around, so I understand that, but it's not going to be something that you can just fly through based on the grades and based on the terms. So I think maybe in this the worst of the traffic that we all know Hershey gets now and again. You know, maybe that's when it happened, but based on the conditions, I don't think it's going to be an everyday occurrence, because it's not going to be, you know, a street.
Okay, so essentially you're going to depend on the pressure from your tenants to enforce,
I think, yes,
the non-through.
I think that will be an incentive, because they're going to be residents too, yeah.
I got two more quick questions here. When you talked about folks turning right out of the parking lot, going out Northeast Drive to Hershey Park Drive, have you considered people turning left and going down to Park Boulevard?
Which is already a mess.
Right, it's already a mess. People, lines, sometimes go back up to where the outlet entrance is. I don't know if there's any way to signalize that. I think it's a bad idea, and I know what you're going to say, Chuck.
In what I just read from Eric Stump, it did say that
it's
too close to the intersection of Hershey Park to signalize.
So is there a resolution? Is there something we can do to mitigate that?
I can tell you, as a resident of the township, that typically when I leave Wendy's or Dunkin' Donuts, I'm heading towards the traffic light at just about any time of day.
I think
that the residents here in this center are likely to not contribute to the traffic at Northeast and Park often.
They'll do it once.
Right. Right.
All right. And my last question, I swear this is my last question. And I think you guys answered this before, but I just want to confirm this. There's a dearth of affordable housing in the township. And I know you mentioned that all your units are going to be market value. Is there going to be any facility for you guys to set aside some of the apartments for more affordable income? So maybe the smaller ones or something else?
And I have a quick follow-up to that, because that was sort of my question. Not germane to what we're reviewing, of course, but just out of curiosity, because people are asking, what price point are these apartments at? I mean, I'm hearing that they are supposed to be intended for park workers, but I'm just kind of curious what you're looking at these rents coming in at.
I'll defer to the representative.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike Kearney with KKOA. Our rents are projected to be in the $1,300 to $1,500 per unit per month range. There are no set asides
Section 8.
As far as, this is kind of a
voluntary thing.
Okay.
We are in conversation with different employers in the area, the hospital and HERCO and other entities about maybe seeing if they would want to have a set aside units for their employees and work that way, because employers need employer-assisted housing. So if we can work with employers in that way and have units set aside, but that's about where our rents are going to be running, in that $1,300 to $1,500 per unit.
That's
and that's a one. Well, the one bedroom would be on the lower range, and the two bedroom would be on the higher range.
And you have to forgive me. I own a house in town, and I haven't rented something for probably 40 years. I have no idea what the rental rates are. What is the average rate in this town? I want to see where your 13
to 15 falls. Yeah, I think it really depends on if you're looking at a single family home or other rental units.
Okay,
we obtained a market study from a third party to do the market study. They look at it based on a regional basis. So our rents projected are in line with newer rental units that are at least in the market area, maybe not necessarily in downtown Hershey, but within the market area.
Thanks, guys, for bearing with us.
Can you just give me your name again?
Oh, sure. It's Mike Kearney, K-E-A-R-N-Y.
Okay, thank you.
And I apologize, I had a family emergency. I'm sorry, I had to duck out. Any questions? Any questions? Okay, hearing no additional questions from board members, I'd like to open up to public comment. And if you please come up to the podium. State your name and your address, and try to keep your comments to about 3 minutes. Thank you.
I will try to keep it to 3 minutes. Okay. A lot of people in this room right now live in this area and will be affected by this. My name is Robert Kieran.
Robert, can you spell your last name?
Q-U-I-R-I-N. Live at 308 East Erie
Road. And I was part of the group that actually took a look at the right to know, and we looked at the master plan and dove into it a little bit. Wanted the board to be aware of some of the things that are in this document that maybe if you haven't explored it or read it, but it's a grave concern to us. So it says here in the master plan that the it will provide needed housing to support the planned growth and job demands by the significant expansion proposed by the park. So, and we just heard Section 8 housing. That's upsetting, all right? We're not happy about the fact that if you're gonna bring low-income housing to our backyards, the impact it will have on our property values. So now that's a big risk and concern that we have. The master plan also calls to utilize an alley at the southern portion of the site. We're not sure what that alley means. It just simply says alley. We've looked at historical Sanborns and aerial maps, historical maps, and there was never a driveway or something that drove off of that property to the southern, an egress point to the southern part or the rear of the property. So in previous meetings, it has been discussed that the slope and the way that that pitches down, that there were some concerns by the board previously with that matter. And we just don't feel that that's been addressed. So they're gonna put in an alleyway, an egress point without a traffic study to show with that extra traffic on the east area. Continuing, the master plan states that the building will provide quality residential housing. This is market value housing. So if they're at 40% capacity and they can't rent, they're gonna lower the price to be able to get the property filled. And that is a grave, also a concern with us, because we are representatives. We live in this town. The people that are moving in, that are working at the park, will come and go. I don't know what the lease term agreements are. These people there for a year? Are they there for 2 months, 6 months, 8 months? Someone has to live in a house to be invested in Hershey, and 2 months living there is not that time frame. I don't feel so. I've been here 20 years. I work in this town. I'm invested in this town. And that coming and going scares me when they're roughly 1,000 feet away from me. The master plan states that further traffic studies will be conducted on Derry Road. These were never done. If anyone makes a claim that there's a traffic study, an official traffic study done on Derry Road, it wasn't. Mr. Emmerich has made statements that a true study has not been completed or conducted on Derry Road. So we're concerned. We drive Derry Road. We need to get to work every day. We need to come home every day. And Derry Road and Park, it is awful. It is an awful area for traffic. Particularly if you are from Park up to Chocolate Avenue, you'll be sitting 20 minutes sometimes, 30 minutes. So I just can't believe that a project like this, to this scale and this size, that we would allow these folks to, in lieu of a traffic study, basically come in and put more traffic onto these already difficult roadways. Moving on with traffic, it said that throughout the document and in subsequent email correspondence, it is clearly stated that traffic on Northeast Park and Derry are at capacity or are failing. Further in support of that, the Derry Township Police Department, which very rarely gets involved in traffic conditions and studies and puts opinions out there on traffic, has also made a statement that those areas are failing. So in lieu of a traffic study, we're gonna let them give us a $27,000, $28,000, or it came up to $32,000 now, we're going to allow them to give our township $32,000 that will be earmarked somewhere else for other projects. And then on down the road, we'll investigate and we'll look at putting new controls in. Well, if you look at the work that has been done in other areas, aligning traffic, putting crosswalks, putting signals in, it's more than $28,000, $32,000. So now their development now becomes a burden, a tax burden on us, because now we've got to put those traffic controls in. I think that's wrong. It should be on them at this point. I'll move forward. The site reconnaissance section of it. ARM did what they called a cursory look at the site. They walked the site and said, you know, here's our opinions on it. Well, one thing that they came up was a sinkhole was identified in an existing swell that appeared at the southern portion of the property. Well, we know sinkholes in this area. I don't know where these people are from. I don't know if they realized the severity that we take sinkholes. Look at Palmyra. Look at some of the other areas. Look at the community center, which essentially was shut down because of sinkholes. Karst, subsurface karst conditions that without proper geotechnical or geological investigations would not show us what the potential problem is. So when you say sinkhole and they're just looking at it, to me that means they should do more of a study than before you guys sit and approve them to proceed with building something. ARM also said that the site is expected to be underlain by a highly fractured and folded variable weathered carbonate bedrock, sinkholes. That's what they're talking about. Without a geological investigation, they did a Google search and came up with this information after a visual observation. Let's drill, let's put some holes in the ground, and let's determine what we have. We have the Norfolk Southern that runs right back where this sinkhole was located. And then you have all of the homes along East Derry with the, when you start taking surface soil off and pulling rocks off of the surface, you have all those homes along East Derry that now run the risk of infiltration, stormwater runoff, and sinkholes. Last page here, talked about rock removal. They were talking about it in a capacity of either doing mechanical versus something else. And when in no blasting involved. So original concept with this was a subterranean parking garage blasting. With rocks and the surface scraping or site development, you're gonna possibly have the likelihood of some type of blasting. My experience, 30 years as an engineer with highway transportation projects, when we do blasting in the state of Pennsylvania, we have to provide the local residents the ability to do CO monitoring. It is in a fractured bedrock situation like we have in this area. What do they propose moving forward? If you approve this tonight, what do they have to propose to do testing for residents along East Derry? We all have basements, and the concern would be with the CO accumulation in the bedrock fracture. Stormwater infiltration, again, there should be a stormwater study to show that those people on East Derry will not be impacted by the implementation of impervious surfaces. Noted previous discussions that we've had, we've been told that a public signage would be placed. We've seen literally 8x10 sheets of paper in a plastic envelope tacked to a little stick in the ground. Not the greatest if you are looking for what's going to happen with this property. So people like this take an interest in this and come out, because they care. They own homes, and they care about this. So to me, it was almost a slap in the face, a joke, by these people here, by putting a little 8x10 notice up. I've seen projects where they're giant, you know, 4x8 wooden structures that identify what's going there. At a minimum of $30 to $100, that's what could have been done. The egress point along Derry Road. Mr. Zamuda, you talked about it. What could be done to potentially keep pass through on that? Speed bumps would definitely be one. You come around that corner and that steep incline, speed bump would help. Mechanical fencing with little unlock gates that you would see at like a parking garage, you know, or you roll onto it and it opens, but you have a mechanical device that opens it. Something that would keep all of that tourist traffic, because we live here day in and day out. That tourist traffic from April to January 1st is awful along Derry. It's awful along Park, and it's awful along Northeast. So thinking that the elevation change will prevent that, it won't. People come here, it's an annual thing for a lot of people, the tourists, and if they start finding pathways, they'll end up using it.
Robert, your testimony is very thorough. I'm just checking the clock. I just wanted to make sure that if there's anyone else in the audience, that there's a chance for them to also—
I just have two more points.
Make some testimony as
well. Two more points. In the report, it talks about ease of walk for tenants living there, walking to the park, to their garage. There's no sidewalks on Northeast. There are no sidewalks on Derry from VFW to Park. We've had multiple residents that have been hit by cars. We've had a person that was hit, a child that was hit while on a bike on East Derry. So if the expectation is that they think that people are going to walk on Derry and not be at risk, it just boggles my mind. So also, at one of the last meetings, it was discussed that a retaining wall would be placed on the southern side to adjust or match, I guess, the need for the grade change. I guess, is that something that they have to answer for, or do they have to consider that? That's it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Robert.
I just have a quick follow-up, just a point of clarification. Robert, thank you for your words. I don't believe the applicant discussed Section 8 housing, and I also don't know that they talked about short-term leasing. I didn't hear that again. I stepped out for a moment, but...
It's market rate housing. It's not Section 8 housing. There seems to be an understanding that the employees are all going to be working at the park, which is... I mean, hopefully some of them will, but I think it's HERCO, it's the hospital, I'm not exactly sure where the idea that this was housing for the park came from, but I think they're going to be, are they annual leases?
Yes.
The intent is to have annual leases, so.
And I don't think market value meant that if you're not full, you're discounting the rents. I mean, is it?
Well, I mean, market rent just means...
No, I'm just making sure everyone's clear, because sometimes when people say things, everyone starts to think that that's correct, and everything you said made sense, but I just wanted to clarify for me and the other board members and people in the audience as well.
I think the intent is to what the market would bear, but I think the price that was set is what they intend to be leased for.
Thank you. And lastly, the community center wasn't closed because of sinkholes. You meant the early childhood center. Community center's getting enough of a bad rap right now without sinkholes.
Hello. Hi. Tracy Brown, 319 Park Avenue. In regards to the target audience for tenants, the plan states the proposed project will provide needed housing to support the planned growth and job demands created by significant expansions proposed at the nearby Hershey Park Entertainment Complex. Just for clarification, that is what the plan states. So,
excuse me, just one second. And that whole sentence goes on to say, and other nearby business expansions.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
Yes. So I know my kids work at Hershey Park, and I know a lot of adults that work at Hershey Park. What they pay there, I don't know if they can afford $1,500 in housing, but that's just one thing. Sorry, Hershey. The second point I just wanted to make was in regard to traffic. I know the studies have said that it doesn't meet the threshold, but was tourist season in consideration when it said it will not produce that traffic? I just want to ask, because there are a lot of times, if you go up by Duke's, you'll see like an electronic signage that diverts traffic for Hershey Park or for an event down East Dairy Road. The speed limit on East Dairy Road is 25. Somebody has recently defaced the speed limit sign to say 25-ish. And that is really, describes what the traffic is like on East Dairy Road, 25-ish. People park on East Dairy Road, so it makes it a lot more narrow than you would see on anybody else's street. And it is an older street. There are no pedestrian options going from the VFW down to Parkside or Park Avenue. There are also no sidewalks from Parkside to the corner of Hershey Park Drive. So to make housing more convenient for people that live or for who are going to work in nearby businesses, it does not make it safe for them to walk. I don't know where this bike trail or this walking path is that leads us to Trogues. Please tell me, because it will save me a lot of time in traffic and get my steps in. Sorry, but that it's true. It's very dangerous. I have canvassed the neighborhood. Natalie and Carter, I saw you in my neighborhood, so I know you've canvassed the neighborhood too. It's not an easy area to walk in certain parts, and it's definitely not safe. So I do want to make sure that we are considering safety for the residents that live there and residents who may live there in the future, that we are planning for making it a more walkable community and a safer community. Again, with the intersections, they are very difficult. And I know that they have proposed turning right. So I hope we're not creating a problem by avoiding a problem. So I just want you guys to consider those points, if you will. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to offer a public comment?
Ken Gall, Hershey Trust Company.
I'm sorry, your last name?
Gall, G-A-L-L. Just real quick. First, this is the building they said the trust is owned for. It used to be a bed and breakfast. We purchased that about 15 years ago, probably. Just a common reason we looked at a lot of different things on this property. The reason we started working with somebody like Monarch, and thankful that they're taking a chance on Hershey. When we talk about people that are missing, it's workforce housing. I give the example, we have an analyst in our office, which is right around the corner from here. When she tried to find an apartment in Derry Township, there's not currently housing targeted to that population. Caitlin now lives in North Side Lancaster, drives up every day. I'm hoping as we find little pockets of, this is 70 some units, it doesn't sound little, but little pockets of opportunities, the next generation isn't necessarily buying houses. I do think they want to be part of the community. Hopefully this is approved and we get some opportunities for people that are working in Hershey not to have to drive 45 minutes to get to work. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else that would like to offer testimony? Any additional board questions?
Good evening, everyone. Commander Fisher, second. Live at 239 East Dairy Road. That's F-I-S-C-H-E-R. I just kind of want to go on public record to kind of repeat some of the things that were already mentioned. Just want to say that kind of very unsettled about the traffic study not being conducted, or maybe a more thorough one needed to be done, because just like everybody's kind of mentioned, it's awful on East Dairy Road, small road. People are speeding. I've seen accidents, cars flipped because of coming around the turn onto Mansion, you know, a little bit too quickly. You know, speeding is definitely a problem, and just traffic in general from that whole area. We already spoke about, you know, the intersections. You guys know how bad they are, so I don't really think that it's going to be, you know, a great thing to just kind of not do a full traffic study and see how it really will affect our neighborhood. Along with that, we are more of an historic neighborhood here, and kind of worried about how this will affect our aesthetic, just kind of us who live here. Now, my house is kind of up in the corner on the back end of the property, where a lot of, I believe they're trying to move a lot of the greens onto the, you know, larger side of the property there. So am I going to be looking at the back of a giant apartment building, the lights, everything like that, you know, every time I take my dog out every night or every afternoon? You know, it's really going to affect, you know, our neighborhood for these people that really live here. And also, I believe the with the train yard right there, and they're always switching the tracks, it will definitely really affect noise levels as well, probably on both sides, with the noise reflecting off of the building, just kind of right back into the neighborhood. I don't know if anything's been brought up about the safety regarding the train tracks being right there also, any sort of fencing or barriers around the property to prevent people from walking on the train tracks, or, you know, just things of general safety. So, that was it.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher.
I appreciate it.
Robert Bex, 163 East Area
Road. Your last name?
163 East Area
Road. Your last name?
Bex, B-E-T-Z. My house is on that back alley, and I want you all to think about, you make this decision, if this was your house, my grandkids play there, my animals are out there, neighbor kids ride their bikes all in that alley. What are you guys going to do to keep the cars coming down that alley? When you go in the bottom, you take a left. What are you going to do to keep the cars coming down there? That's my problem. Because there's a lot of people that, yes, have cut down through the barn and cut down our alley. I've seen tourists cut down the grass, okay? That could cause a big problem. If they close my alley off, maybe. But think about that. Do you want your grandkids playing back there, or your children playing back there? And people are going to keep going up and down that alley. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people that do, don't go slow. And Dairy Road, I'm home a lot because I'm on disability. I watch traffic, maybe a dozen people do 25 down that street out of a whole day. I see it. And it's really bad. And I don't think this is going to work. Nobody obeys the speed limit, and the police don't do anything. But, I mean, think about that. If it was your house, and your kids and family were back there enjoying a nice day, and people were just flying up and down. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Betts.
Just quickly, Mr. Betts, regardless of this project, we will have the police look into that because people should be obeying the speed limit.
So, well, I know. I mean, it's been ongoing
I'm sure,
for
but
10
we'll,
years.
We'll make sure that we bring it to their attention.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's not necessary for the board to take any action at this hearing. However, regulations in the zoning ordinance require that the board render a written decision within 45 days after the last hearing. I move that the Board of Supervisors close the testimony for public hearing on the conditional use application number 2019-08 filed by Cacao Way LLC regarding property at 50 Northeast Drive. I have a second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Zamuda seconded. Any additional board comment? Nope. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed. Thank you.
Thank you.